Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. Hope the weekend is treating you well, and it is for me because you're here. Well, coming up today in the showcase, a third installment of Autumn Songs. We've thoroughly enjoyed our fall festival, and we have enough music left over for a third installment. And on the countdown today, we'll have the hit records from the third week of October in 1949. Well, that's what's on our to-do list, so let's get started.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we start on the countdown from this weekend in 1949. And the Inkspots lead off at number 10 on the Billboard sales chart this week. Surprisingly, accompanied by a string section.
You are breaking my heart, 'cause you're leaving. You've fallen for somebody new. It isn't too easy believing you'd leave after all we've been through. It's breaking my heart to remember the dreams we depended upon. You're leaving a slow dying ember. I'll miss you, my love, when you're gone. I wish you joy. Though teardrops burn, but if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start. Till then, you're breaking my heart.
You're breaking my heart 'cause you're leaving. Honey, child, it looks like you've fallen for somebody new. You know, it ain't too easy believing you'd ever leave me. Especially after all we've been through.
It's breaking my heart to remember the dreams we depended upon. You're leaving a slow dying ember. I'll miss you, my love, when you're gone. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start. Till then, you're breaking
number 10 on the Billboard charts this week in 1949, The Inkspots, You're Breaking My Heart. Actually, it was just the familiar tenor of Bill Kenny and his brother Herb with the spoken lyrics. It peaked at number 6 and would turn out to be the group's last top 10 hit. It's mid-October 1949 on Today Seems Like Old Times when the president is Harry S. Truman. The VP is Alvin Barkley. The population of the USA, 149 million. Unemployment this month has risen to 7.9%. It was 3.7 last year. The main reason for that high number, strikes in steel, coal, and aluminum, have meant about a million people are without work. But the Dow Jones rose to a new high for the year last week. Television stocks led the way. That new medium keeps on growing. And despite recession in the first half of the year, consumers haven't curtailed spending, and expect a continued high level of income. President Truman, a few weeks back, September 27th, spoke at the annual Democratic Women's Day at the White House, and he urged public support of his program to keep the economy rolling.
Above all else, we want to keep the United States prosperous and strong, because we know that our prosperity is the best guarantee of peace. Every measure to promote the general welfare in this country is a measure to promote peace in the world. The program of the Democratic Party is a program for prosperity and peace. It can be made effective only through the united efforts of our citizens. It is not enough for the Congress to pass these measures. They have to be brought to life by citizens of this country and by our state and local governments.
The president went on to say that critics who accuse him of seeking a welfare state are 160 years behind the times. He said the Democrats stand for measures to improve housing, education, health and social security, and wage protections. Harry S. Truman, leader of the USA, here in 1949. And we're back on the countdown at number 9 with the Mills Brothers.
I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else, you expect me to be true and keep on loving you, though I am feeling blue. You think I can't forget you until someday you'll want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new, and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I won't want you. I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else, you expect me to be true and keep on loving you, though I am feeling blue. You think I can't forget you until someday you'll want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new, and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I want you.
Those are the Mills Brothers at number 9 this weekend, John, Herbert, Harry, and Donald, Someday. That's their third top 10 of the year, peaking at number 5. Well, let's browse the news headlines from 76 years ago. On Capitol Hill, the Senate shelved a controversial displaced persons measure. The administration's proposal, which was approved by the House, wanted 134,000 homeless Europeans to be added to the 205,000 now being admitted into the country. Approved by a conference committee, pay increases for 1.3 million government employees. It means an extra $120 to $140 per year. And General Omar Bradley is asking the Senate to give speedy approval to the $1.3 billion Global Defense Fund passed by the House. A billion of that is earmarked for the Atlantic Pact nations to build up their forces. Western Europe's harvest is in, and a UN group says that continent's food crisis is over. Time magazine says Parisian housewives clucked approvingly at stalls piled high with vegetables, meat, butter, and cheese, although they gaped in dismay at the high prices. But the food scarcities in Europe ended last year, according to a report, and that a major rehabilitation in agriculture has been achieved. Meanwhile, rumors of shortages in salt, sugar, and matches touched off a wave of shoplooting in North Bombay, India. Thousands of jittery residents of the city lined up for the reportedly scarce commodities. Some believe the rumors were started by communists while Prime Minister Nehru is visiting the U.S. He has a jam-packed 3.5-week schedule. He'll go from D.C. to San Francisco, hitting a number of cities, speaking at universities, inspecting farms and factories, and sightseeing Mount Vernon, Hyde Park, and the National Gallery of Art. The big emphasis would be on getting him acquainted with a productive panorama of U.S. life. And with communism spreading, the free world will look to Nehru's India as an anchor in Asia. And those are some headlines from here in mid-October 1949, and we're right back on the countdown. Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae have brought back an old chestnut, and they're at number 8.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson on her. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine to tomorrow, after the shower is gone, the deepening darkness brighten the glimmering star.
Then when the night is upon us, why should the heart sink away?
Whispering Hope was first a hit back in 1912. It was a duet with Alma Gluck and Louise Homer. And in 1949, it was a million seller for Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae. They were at number 8 this weekend. It topped out at number 4, and they were accompanied by the Paul Weston Orchestra. But what a great sound from those two. 28-year-old McRae from East Orange, New Jersey, and the 31-year-old Stafford from Coalinga, California.
It's log cabin syrup for mine. With that real Northwoods flavor so fine, oh so fine. Blended cane and pure maple, it's tops on your table. That real maple flavor does pancakes a favor. It's log cabin syrup for mine.
Yes, Log Cabin is the syrup with that delicious Northwoods maple flavor. It's America's most popular quality table syrup. Enjoy it on waffles or pancakes for Sunday night suppers. as well as at breakfast.
It's Log Cabin Syrup for mine.
Thank you, singers. Log Cabin Syrup was owned by General Foods, which also had Jell-O. So shows like My Favorite Husband, where Jell-O was the primary sponsor, would occasionally drop in spots for Log Cabin. Well, let's give you a bonus tune from this weekend in 49 over on the Jukebox Survey. Coming in at number 28 was the former girls singer for the Frankie Carl Orchestra. It's Marjorie Hughes. This is You Told a Lie.
What you done, my baby? Look what you done, my child. Look what you done, my baby? You done gone and told me a lie. You told a lie, I believed you. Look what you've done to my heart. You told a lie. What you done, my baby? Look what you done, my child. Look what you done, my baby? You done gone and told me a lie. You told a lie, I believed you. Look what you've done to my heart. You told a lie.
Here's Marjorie Hughes, the daughter of Frankie Carl, and she was on her own, a solo performer in 1949, and that would be her only hit, You Told a Lie, backed up by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. That was at number 28 on the Jukebox chart this week, and it would top out at number 18 over on the DJ survey. As we're listening to the memories from October of 1949 on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're celebrating autumn again. It's episode 3 of Music for Fall. This is a theme that's just grown over the years, and lots of good music has come from it. And we begin today with two songs about the opposite ends of the fall season. First up, Linda Eder.
When autumn comes and leaves obey, I think of you when spring was new and fall was miles away. And when I close my eyes, I see you, and I don't feel the chill. When autumn comes, it's summer still. When autumn comes, and wild geese fly, I wonder, do you see them too? Across the restless sky, and when does October catch you dreaming of Central Park in June? Or is love lost beneath the frost of autumn's moon? Summer's by the sea, when the sun would linger till the moon was high. Days of you and me underneath a sheltering sky. Did we move too fast for
from 1963, the Anita Kerr Singers, When Autumn Leaves. That was from their album, Love Well Seasoned. And we also had When Autumn Comes by Linda Eder. That was from her 1997 album, It's Time, and it featured the legendary Gene Bertoncini playing his nylon string guitar. Well, next up to salute the fall season is the Elliott Lawrence Orchestra. They play Design for Autumn. Here's Elliott Lawrence and his orchestra, Design for Autumn. That was from his 1959 album, Music for Trapping, parentheses, Tender, that is. That was one of his last albums before he gave up jazz and began doing music for television, film, and the stage. He did many special broadcasts and events for about 50 years, and that included the Tony Awards telecast from 1965 until 2011. We can't get enough of autumn on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today it's the middle of October in 1949. And as we trek up the Billboard sales chart this week, we stop at number 7 for the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra.
Don't cry, Joe.
Let her go, let her go, let her go.
You make your mind up. Don't cry, Joe. Let her go, let her go, let her go.
Let her go, let her go, let her go.
Don't cry, Joe. Let her go, let her go, let her go. Take a look around and see what you're missing. You'd soon forget your troubles if you'd only listen. Don't cry, Joe. Let her go, let her go, let her go. Has a real affection for you.
Don't cry, Joe. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go.
Listen to me, Joe. Let her go.
That's the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra at number 7 this weekend in 1949. Don't Cry, Joe. Betty Brewer handled the vocals with the Jenkins Choir. That made it to number 3, 76 autumns ago. Well, let's head out to the movies this weekend in 1949, see what Hollywood's offering up. Make sure we get there in time for the cartoons. There's Frigid Hair. Bugs Bunny rescues a penguin and agrees to help him get home. There's Doe for the Dodo. Porky Pig heads to surreal wacky land to find the last dodo bird. And the latest from the Three Stooges, Vagabond Loafers. Mo, Larry, and Shemp are plumbers called to a mansion and wind up catching some crooks.
Madam! Here's your picture.
My painting? Name your reward and you shall have it.
We don't want no reward, lady. What are you saying?
You heard him. We don't want no more money.
No, it'll put us in a higher tax bracket. I'll bracket your head.
Oh, yeah.
Well, to the main features this weekend, there's White Heat with James Cagney and Virginia Mayo. Task Force stars Gary Cooper. Too Late for Tears, Dan Duryea and Elizabeth Scott. I Married a Communist, Richard Roper, Robert Ryan, and Lorraine Day. Slattery's Hurricane features Richard Widmark, Linda Darnell, and Veronica Lake. Jennifer Jones plays Madame Bovary. The Heiress stars Olivia de Havilland and Montgomery Clift. The Blue Lagoon, Gene Simmons and Donald Houston. There's The Window with Bobby Driscoll and Barbara Hale. And Pinky with Gene Crane and Ethel Waters.
And you know I never told you pretending is what you ain't.
I didn't mean to, Granny. It just happened.
But that's a sin before God and you know it.
It was a conductor on the train. He put me back in another car, the white one.
But he knowed who you was. I put you where you belong myself.
No, no, it was after that, when they changed conductors.
Then why you ain't tell the new conductor?
Oh, Granny, I don't know. I was only a child.
Then what about school? What about that? Other children talk about their kinfolks, don't they? What you say when they ask you about yours? You tell them who your granny is? Oh, shame, shame be on your pinky. Denying yourself like Peter denied the good Lord Jesus.
For the lighthearted, come to the stable. Loretta Young, Celeste Holm, and Elsa Lanchester. Sorrowful Jones stars Bob Hope. Abbott and Costello meet the killer, Boris Karloff. Father Was a Fullback has Fred McMurray and Maureen O'Hara. And I Was a Male War Bride, Cary Grant and Ann Sheridan.
Do you remember what you were doing the last time I saw you? You were chasing me down the Hermann Goering Strasse in Dusseldorf, swearing you were going to tear my head off, make me eat it.
And what color was I? I was blue, a lovely robin's egg blue.
You look so funny.
On account of having been pushed into a vat of dye by you.
Well, I didn't know it was dye. I thought it was water.
Water. Blue, all over, blue.
It's your own fault anyway, drinking all that free wine and turning into an octopus with hands.
You misunderstood. You flatter yourself. I was only trying to be friendly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Well, let's forget it. It's all over with and the dye's come off.
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, That's all right. There's a certain advantage in being an oddity.
And for the musicals, Jolson Sings Again with Larry Parks. Red Hot and Blue has Betty Hutton. There's Midnight Kiss with Katherine Grayson and the debut of Mario Lanza. And the musical comedy based on the radio show My Friend Irma with Marie Wilson, Diana Lynn, John Lund, and the film debut of the comedy team of Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. Of course, Dean sang.
See it in your smile, I hear it in your sigh, that we have found a feeling higher than high, my own. My only, my own. Kindled by your kiss, the warmth of your embrace, the luster of the love light, light in your face, my own, my only, my own. Knock on wood, as well I should, for all that you're making of me. Never thought you'd love me, but you do, you do. And when I look up at the stars and ask them all what's new, they join me in the answer, darling, it's you, my own, my only, my all. Stars and ask them all what's new. They join me in the answer, darling, it's you, my own, my only, my own, one and only, my own, my only, my
Dean Martin with the Paul Weston Orchestra, My Own, My Only, My All, from the motion picture My Friend Irma. It was playing in the theaters this weekend in 1949. Which is where we've gone today for this Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 76 years to October of 1949.
Oh, I left my lighter at the office.
Here, use mine. You'd never leave this one behind. It's A Socialite by Elgin American.
Yes. Everybody goes for Elgin American's terrific new Socialite lighters. So beautifully designed and finished, they look like jewelry. And they work like magic. That's their marvelous magic action. It keeps the light going for others to use without pressure. Locks automatically for safety when closed. The most modern, surefire mechanism of any lighter made. Yet, these last words Socialite lighters for men and women are priced from just $4.95. Table models from $9.95. Values beyond compare. By all means, see them tomorrow at your leading store and buy the finest lighters you can use or give. Socialite lighters by Elgin American.
Remember the Elgin National Watch Company? They also made lighters. Well, back to the countdown, and we're up to number 6 with the Andrews Sisters.
See, no matter how near you'll be, you'll never belong to me, but I can dream. pretend that I'm locked in the bend of your embrace. For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine. I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream. You open your heart, but I can dream, can't I? I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream, can I? Open your heart, but I can dream, can I?
Those are the Andrews sisters, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne. I can dream, can't I? And they were accompanied by the leader we heard back at number 7, Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra. Record number 6 on the Billboard sales chart this weekend in 1949, and it's making a slow climb up the survey. He would finally reach number 1 in January. It'll be their 5th chart topper of all time, also a million seller. And the song came from the Broadway musical Right This Way. All right, let's get back to more fall music and get out your passport. We have a few more destinations to explore this season. And we tag along with Nelson Riddle's orchestra for Autumn in Rio. Autumn in Rio, and we'll assume it's our autumn, because when it's the fall there, it's springtime here. Regardless, that was the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, a recording made in the late 50s. Well, our next autumn destination is Venice with André Rieu. It's André Rieu and his orchestra, Autumn in Venice, from his 2002 album, Dreaming. We have a few more autumn songs remaining, and we'll get to them after the break, plus more of the hits from this week in 1949 on Seems Like Old Times.